KSA Radio News with John Hunt.
While Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is not expected to face the same political attacks that Democrats heaped on Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Republicans should make sure they vet her record. Senator Ted Cruz speaking on Newsmax.
I think we should vigorously scrutinize her record. Now, one thing I can promise you, we're not going to replay the political circus the Democrats gave us with Justice Kavanaugh. You're not going to see Republicans go into the gutter. You're not going to see personal smears. You're not going to see the nastiness. But we do have a responsibility to carefully, to vigorously vet her record.
United Airlines is allowing workers who refuse a COVID vaccine to return. Those who are exempt due to religious or medical reasons can come off paid leave at the end of the month. United was the first major airline with a vaccine mandate, firing 200 employees who refused to get their shot. This is USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Major player in the video and gaming world is stopping shipments to Russia.
Sony is suspending sales of its PlayStation game console in Russia. The company is saying it has stopped all software and hardware shipments in the country as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. Sony Group Corporation also announcing a $2 million donation to humanitarian aid organizations to help Ukrainians. The online PlayStation store will also be blocked. Sony joins Microsoft, who announced last week it would stop selling its Xbox consoles and software in Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Representative Madison Cawthorn, the Republican from North Carolina, has been charged with driving on a revoked license and faces two pending citations for speeding. The 26-year-old congressman was stopped in Cleveland County by a North Carolina State Highway Patrol officer who conducted a traffic stop for left-of-center violations on U.S. Route 74. The GOP congressman was also stopped last October in a white 2009 Dodge vehicle for driving 89 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. His court date for that one set for May 3rd. He was stopped again on the evening of January 8th in Polk County for driving 87 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. That court date is April 18th. Driving with a revoked license is a misdemeanor that can carry a sentence of up to 20 days in jail. A 25-year-old woman who grew up in North Texas is now suing Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, alleging he's her biological father and he paid her mother to keep the information secret. Alexandra Davis said in a lawsuit filed last week in Dallas County that she was conceived from a relationship Jones had with her mother, Cynthia Davis, in the mid-1990s. Jones and her mother reached a settlement in which Jones would support them financially as long as they didn't publicly identify him as her father, according to court documents. Major League Baseball and its locked-out players are starting to make progress and are now negotiating on an international amateur draft, potentially paving the way for renewed economic talks. The sides agreed the international draft would start in 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.